and for the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming out on this beautiful spring day. Can I get an approval? Can I get a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I will so move.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the March 21st, 2023 regular meeting minutes?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearings. We'll go into a public hearing for the Bar and Grill liquor license application for J. Johnson Corp., DBA, Rosie's Cafe, located at 42 South Main. Is there any public comment?
Yeah. All right, it's been a long time coming, but we have gotten all our paperwork into the city. The architects have drawn up all the plans. They're going to be added to the state system probably in the next couple of weeks. We're waiting on one more piece of paper with one of our building co-businesses, and then that will be all finalized. We've already got an estimate from Rat Plumbing. They'll be coming in this month to start tying into the plumbing system, so we'll have all that ready. After the plumbing's finished, we'll have the electrical done, and we'll be ready to open. Shouldn't take them maybe a month, and they'll be doors open. So we'd really like it to get this approved. We can go ahead and get that going. Any questions? And I actually have an email that I can get to all of you with the city plans, because the building had not had an occupancy change in a long time. So they redrew all the plans, the electrical, the HVAC, the lighting systems, everything. So I can get that for you guys to have on your file as well, if you want me to email it to you.
Could you tell us a little bit more in detail of your timing? I mean, do you have a contractor? Do you have a guaranteed time period where you're going to be done, or will you probably be waiting until maybe July?
We're not waiting until July, no. We were only waiting for the state fire inspector's plans to come through, so we've gotten approval on all that paperwork. There's one other thing we have to get approved with another occupancy of the building, because the building is split in two, but it's one building. So I just have to get something saying, okay, we're okay with this, and then we can move forward with that. As far as contractors, we had contractor estimates last month, which were required for the state fire inspector to even approve what we have. So we have those estimate and power loads all approved. We just have to get them in there to install what needs to be installed and upgrade what needs to be upgraded. And as far as the electrical box, there's no extra work from the city or from the electrical company. The load is being carried by what's going to be in there. It doesn't require any upgrade. It's sound. It's just about moving some plugs around, basically, for some equipment. Rat Plumbing usually has a two-week window. We're waiting to hear back on our date officially. Since we only heard the state fire inspector had approved things like a week ago, we were waiting to get that plumbing date. So we have a call into them. We're waiting for a return call just to get them out here. It's a two-man job. It's tying into existing things. I imagine the city will hear about it before I hear about it, because they're going to have to make sure everything's approved before they do the work. And they're going to be requesting those approvals. But it's not a crazy amount of work. It's basically tying into the existing plumbing system and installing a sink and a mop sink for the plumbing. And then, like I said, the electrical is all existing. They're just moving some plugs around. So it will not take long once we get them in there. I'm estimating more like 30 to 40 days. Yeah. And that's just being generous if they take longer to get in there. Because they, with the snow, you never know.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, there could be emergency things that go before mine.
So what's your occupancy going to be?
It is going to be, it's really weird. It's not restaurant. It is, what do they call it? It's a construction. They have like a name for it that's like a building something. But I can't think of it off the top of my head because I'm tired and suffering. But it's going to fall under restaurant No. Gosh, what is it? It's not mercantile. Our building is a split usage. The front is mercantile, and it'll have to meet all standards for mercantile, which it already does. And then the back will be, I can't remember the name of it, but it means restaurant. It's interchangeable. Just on the IBC, it says something else. We're going to get the IBC.
I was wondering about numbers of people.
So we're not having more than 20 people seat. That's one of the reasons we can get it approved faster, is we're not planning on having over 20. So we don't have as much space to fill, and we don't have as many like tight regulations. Under 20, there's a lot less regulation.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's a split building, so
right.
We, unless the candle store moves, then we'll come back and see you.
Has there been a restaurant in that building before?
There has not, which is why we had to go to the state fire inspector and get it approved for occupancy change.
Mr. Mayor, if I may. Jan, just out of curiosity, timelines on some of the subcontractors. I know you said RAP has a 2-week window.
Yeah.
Just based off personal experience, those have been pushed out quite a few months recently. And if you could give us a more concrete date as to when they would actually be able to be there and get it done.
I actually tried to do that today. I don't even know why I'm leaving this phone. I tried to do that today, but because I think it's a little better, they haven't responded back to me. But I know that we used them for a residential project, and they came in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm being generous with a 2-week window. And when we had them come do the estimates, that's basically what they said, is around 2 weeks.
Right. And then my other question is the piece that you're waiting on.
Uh-huh.
So is the other portion of the building going through a change of use?
No.
So can you explain to me exactly what's holding that up, that process?
I need to not be sick and go talk to Krasinski and make some, like, agreements, just friendly things.
They wouldn't be legal agreements?
No. It's more like a handshake. You're good.
And
I'm good.
That's what's holding you up from a
certificate. Well, here's the thing.
A certificate.
So our bathroom on our side, once we put the restaurant, will not be accessible to the general public. So we'll have to get an agreement with Paul for the mercantile, because right now with the amount of people that we have and the size of seating, we're not required to have a public restroom. Mm-hmm. If we went over 20 people, we would. But they're changing it so that mercantiles will be required from now on to have bathrooms. So that would eliminate the bathroom for the candle store. So we need to speak to Paul, because it's one building, to see if he'll allow access to guests that actually have to use the restroom into there.
So you're not required to bring the mercantile section of that building up to current code?
We are. That's what we're saying.
It is.
It is.
So there is a restroom.
There's a restroom in the building. Like I said, we just have to have an agreement with that other tenant, because it's one building split in two, and as long as Paul doesn't have any issues with candle store guests going in there to use the restroom, then we're fine.
Okay.
That's the only thing that would hold us up.
Okay.
So nothing huge and detrimental and cataclysmic.
If I remember right, you had a license before,
yes.
And you didn't renew it. Was that because you didn't know what you were going to do in your future?
Well, so in order to do a renewal of your license here, you have to have a year lease in place when you submit your renewal. And we knew that we were not going to be in that building, because the cost for upkeeping that building was way, way too high. Way too high. And so I wanted to make sure before I signed the lease at the new building that it would get passed by a food inspector. So I had Vanessa Gall come through and walk through the building with us. And around the same time, we actually had the city fire inspector come and look too, because there was some people think thought I was doing repairs earlier than I actually signed the lease, but I did not. I did not do any repairs. I'm allowing the contractors to submit those to you, so they are correct. But it put us out of the window for renewal, because without her having walked through the building, I wasn't going to sign a lease. And then once I did get the lease signed, I had to update the lease to include liquor sales, because it didn't have it in there. So it just put me out of the window for the renewal. You absolutely have to have a year lease in place before you submit to the liquor division.
The reason I've been asking these kind of questions is that the city is going to be entitled to two more of these licenses. at the end of June or the 1st of July.
I had heard that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, if your schedule is, you know, I guess what I'm concerned about, if your schedule has some hang-ups in it because of supply side bottlenecks and things like that, and you don't open up until July, then, you know, we...
Part of the reason I was waiting, part of the reason we were waiting to call the plumber is so that I had the supplies. The supplies are in, and now I can get them in there. I ordered them all. They're in place because there is supply issues with contracting supplies.
Yep.
But I made sure to order mine, have them in before I even set the date, and said this could be 2 weeks now. We can state that officially and have all the parts. And I've had, ever since the question of the liquor license came up, I've had ALC engineering working on this. And they've been back and forth with the state and the city. And we've all coordinated together to make sure it's in order. Because I am a person who likes everything to be in order, done correctly. There is no question. So you can, like I said, I will send you all the paperwork. You can look it through. You can see backwards and forwards. You can cross the T's and dot the I's.
Can you walk me through what would happen if Paul Kuczynski doesn't agree?
Well, that'll be fun. But if he doesn't agree, I'll have to work with our mercantile front to do something else, honestly, because it's just a partnership where we have the front one thing, the back another. I won't be able to create another bathroom in a historic building like that. I don't foresee that being a problem. I am on fairly good terms with Paul Kuczynski, and I know we have a lot of interests, common interests with his business being successful. We work well together.
Would that cause a delay in occupancy?
I don't see it causing a delay in our occupancy, though.
Okay.
Because on our side, we are not required to have it. It would be more of a problem for our business partner, but I would not like that to get to that part. For the restaurant, there is no problem. So, as far as that goes, no.
I guess my question is, if you're only having seating for 20, you're not going to have an actual bar in there. So,
that's why.
What days do you need the bar and grill versus just using a restaurant?
So, according to the liquor division, to have a restaurant, the way you store the liquor is different. You need a bar and a grill to not have like a separate room where you lock it down. You can store your liquor and your beer more freely with a bar and grill license. That's why we've always had one even for the Virginia instead of a restaurant license. In historic buildings, there isn't a lot of wiggle room for how you store your alcohol. In order for me to go with a restaurant license, I'd have to build a whole other room in the basement probably that locks, and it would limit the access. And also be a hazard for my employees going up down the stairs.
And your business is a cafe, so you're just planning on selling drinks during...
We're doing full service. Our menu consists of traditional Americana. It's a 1940s themed restaurant. So it's going to have things like chili dogs, hot dogs, sausages, gourmet mac and cheeses, stuffed baked potatoes, all sorts of baked goods, bakery specialties, Lorraine pies. And one of the main things we want our bar and grill for is beer service so that it fits in that American tradition, and, you know, sailors and their beers.
Are there any other questions?
Nope. Thank you, guys.
Is there any other public comment?
Yeah, I'm excited to have a new restaurant in town. I will be there.
Thank you. Hearing no further comment, we'll close the public hearing for the J. Johnson Corp. DBA Rosie's Cafe, located at 42 South Main. We'll open the public hearing for the Bar and Grill liquor license application. Bar and Grill RB Dreams LLC DBA Paisano is located at 17 North Main. Is there any public comment for the liquor license application for RB Dreams LLC?
I have a little sore throat, so bear with me. So for us,
It would not compromise our business in any way, shape, or form to switch to the Bar and Grill license. We do more than an adequate amount of food. And it just makes sense to have more businesses downtown that are not CPAs or realtors. and create foot traffic from one end of the street to the other. So ultimately the plan would be, if I could get the Bar and Grill license, which I'm up and running, and I can start it tomorrow if I get it, would be to transfer that up to the brewery at the end of the street, my retail license, which also creates an anchor at that end, in addition to the Southside Grill up at the other end. So it just kind of rounds out the main street nicely. So that would be my plan if I were to get it. And I don't really have much else to say. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't have any.
Okay.
Is there any other public comments?
Is there any reason you can't do a restaurant license instead of the Bar and Grill? Because don't you have all like storage for it? There's a question.
I have the basic issue that you do.
I know, and I have to have a lock on my door down there, because it's not, I do have some of it stored on the main floor, but all of my beers and wines and everything like that.
I think those have to be restaurant licenses, they have more storage laxity.
Any other comments on the liquor license application for RV Dreams LLC, DBA Paisanos? Any other public comment? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing for the Bar and Grill liquor license application for RV Dreams LLC DBA Paisanos, located at 17 North Main Street. We will open the public hearing for retail liquor license transfer RV Dreams LLC DBA Paisanos to Buffalo Land and Property LLC, located at 93 North Main Street. Is there any public comment? Any public comment?
I just have a question. What's the, they have a brewing license now, correct? And with that license, what's the difference between going from the brewing to the retail license for that property? Is it going to be anything but a brewery, or what's the nature of the business going to be?
I guess I can speak on that. I'm one of the owners of Buffalo Land property. Sorry, I'm cold. But our main focus is to make sure that we have a successful business in Buffalo. And our number one goal with that property is to stop traffic from turning to go to Yellowstone and bring foot traffic down to Buffalo, downtown, and generate revenue. And I think that the brewery is going to do that, and we are just trying to maximize any efforts in order to make sure that they are successful. Like I said, we own the property. We've put a lot of money into it to try to better this community and generate revenue, and that's pretty much the reason for obtaining the liquor licenses, to make sure to succeed.
But you need both of them? Can you operate the brewery as a brewery with a retail?
You can operate the way I understand it is, with the liquor license, you don't need a brewery license.
So you can go down to one? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me ask the same kind of question on your timing. Yes, do you have any... I guess give us some idea of where you are in the process, how much, what percent that you've got completed, what percent you have left, and then as far as work that has to be done, and then also convert that to time dimensions.
So we're ready to go. The bonds, they want to open April 13th. So
you're already brewing that, huh?
Yeah, well, they're brewing a lot down there. But they have their brewing system all set up here. Terry came and looked at the building last Friday. And then the state The fire suppression system is online now, or tomorrow I think it's going to be online. So, I mean, it's ready to rock and roll. It's been a long time coming.
For retail sales too?
I believe so, yeah. They want to open that up. And I don't know, from what Jay has told me, is April 15th when they want to be rolling. So.
Are you still in food or anything?
No food. Nope. Yeah. Any other questions?
Okay. Good. Any other public comment? Public comment. Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing for the retail liquor license transfer RV Dreams, EBA Paisanos. Unfinished business. Ordinance 1414, third and final reading, an ordinance providing for the annexation of Deer Park Addition to the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming. Can I get a motion to accept Ordinance 1414 on its third and final reading?
So moved.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? New business. Can I get a motion to accept the Bar and Grill liquor license application of J. Johnson Corp. DBA Rosie's Cafe Bar and Grill license located at 42 South Main Street? Second call for a motion to accept the liquor license application for the J. Johnson Corp. DBA Rosie's Cafe Bar and Grill license located at 42 South Main. Hearing no motion, the liquor license application fails. Can I get a motion to accept the Bar and Grill liquor license application, RV Dreams LLC, DBA Paisanos, Bar and Grill license located at 17 North Main Street?
I would move that.
You have a motion, do I have a second? Second call for a second.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah. Motion and second. Do I hear any further comment?
Mayor, due to conflict of interest on this, I'll be recusing myself from the vote.
Yeah. Thank you, Councilman. I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Two eyes.
My only one is voting.
You're the only one that voted.
I'm abstaining.
Interesting. Can I get a motion to approve the retail liquor license transfer RV Dreams LLC, DBA Paisanos to Buffalo Land and Property LLC, located at 93 North Main Street?
Mayor, I'll also be recusing myself on this.
Okay, thank you. Second call for a motion. For retail liquor license transfer, RV Dreams LLC, DBA Paisanos, the Buffalo Land and Property LLC.
Well, I would move that.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Second call for a second. Without a second, the motion dies. And the liquor license transfer. That was interesting. Next on the agenda is an infrastructure agreement, Love's Truck Stop. Mr. Kirwin.
Mayor, Council, I distributed a draft of the infrastructure agreement
proposed with Love's Travel Center. Love's Travel Center is located outside of city limits. So their application for city water, we've been going to oppose this agreement, which talks about all of the infrastructure that would be constructed in accordance with city standards and requirements. And they would apply for a building permit, even though the property is outside the city limits. So this is a draft. It's attached to my memorandum this morning. And I would like authority to send this to Love's Travel Center. They have not seen the infrastructure agreement. And when we finalize it, I'll bring it back for final approval by the mayor and city council.
Then I didn't read anything about the impact fees.
Well, there's a section I left those amounts blank.
Right, okay.
Because Barry's gone. I'm not sure what that impact fee should be, and I'd like to discuss that with him. To see what it should be. They have an cost estimate to move that line, and it's like $280,000 or something?
$200,000, yeah.
To move the line. How much of that they should pay, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The analysis that Terry did would only require an impact fee of about $14,000. So I was going to talk to him about that. You might be able to get more money than that, seems to me. So with your permission, I'll forward that on to them for their review.
Okay.
But I'm going to leave those fees blank.
I move that we approve.
Just authorize.
Authorize. Thank you. And if we authorize the agreement.
I'll second that. Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You're authorized. Mayor's appointments. Carolyn Kaiser, Buffalo Housing Authority Board for an unexpired term. Fadita Hinnick, 1% optional sales tax board for a 4-year term. And Ms. Jennifer McCormick, the lodging tax board for an unexpired term. It's the council's pleasure to do them separately or all in one?
All at once, please.
All at once. Can I get a motion to accept the mayor's appointments as stated?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome aboard, folks. Dusty Hill, Lobbit Street Music. Don't see Dusty. We won't talk to Dusty. Miss Jennifer McCormick, Longmire Days 2023 request.
No, we're doing it again. Thank you. It is a good thing. I think it brings lots of community revenue and extended travel and lots of tourism spun off of it at different times of the year. I think we're very lucky to have someone who likes the community enough to want to shine that light on it. In that regard, we do have one conflict in our event. We fall on one day of our weekend. It's the same day as the Saturday in the Square event on July 22nd. We have been working with Dusty. He has contacted food vendors already, so to take a little bit of that off of his plate, our board is going to help him with the food vendors and get that all lined up through our organization. That way it's covered under our event insurance, and that helps him a little bit as well. We'll be supplying them with volunteers to help whatever they need that day, and we're moving our street dance to that Friday on our schedule in order to accommodate. It's the big end of a big bluegrass kids camp weekend, and we want to promote that as well, so we'll be working to book some of those bluegrass acts through our event throughout the weekend, get them more exposure.
Cool.
But I turned in a street closure for our parade. We know we're doing that. And for the betterment for our food vendors, we're working on our schedule, and we're working with Chief Bissett. We've met with him already. And we'll be sending everything over to him and Julie as well as it becomes complete. But we didn't think we were going to be able to do it because travel costs from Europe or from Australia have become so expensive. And Robert Taylor kicked in his own travel this year. He's going to be taking care of that himself. He wants to come back to the event. He really likes Buffalo. And it's hard to say no when someone's paying their own way.
Yeah. What are the dates, Jennifer?
July 20th through the 23rd. And with last year's Longmire profits, after the event was paid for, we made a $30,000 donation to a nationwide charity, but we met a fifth of the budget for Friends Feeding Friends of Johnson County. And we sponsored our local radio with $5,000 to help them keep them going. Community is important to us. We want to support everybody we can.
Thank you.
Just one question, Jennifer, before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Fetterman from west on Main Street, east 11th Street, to include
the
north
alley.
Entrance to the alley,
yes.
Behind to the east of Crazy Woman Square.
Well, I hope my directions are right. I'm not real good with it.
Just
that block of Fetterman that runs by Crazy Woman Square.
Mm-hmm.
And we block the alley so that no traffic comes through there, but they can go out through the parking lot at Meets office.
I just want to let you know that there will be alley construction this year.
Well, we don't really use the alley. We just don't want to pull the alley.
It's
all good. We work with everybody.
Okay. Chief Bissett, any issues with the new sheriff in town for the weekend?
Not at all. The judge is very gracious in letting us know early so we can get things scheduled. So it's been a good partnership.
And we are... Our actors will be in the office of the hotel this year for their lodging.
Oh.
Yeah, it's lodging tax money that goes to our community if they stay in our county. And we want to do that, definitely. And they've all agreed to it. Everybody loves the Occidental, but we will be working with Chief Bissett and Sheriff Ova about some off-duty police officers who can help out the Occidental with the madness that's coming their way.
Can I get a motion to accept the street closures July 21st, 2023, starting at 6 a.m.? And is that, one more question, is that daily or is that?
That's continual all the way through.
That's continual. Through July 23rd, 2023 at 6 p.m. Fetterman west on Main Street, east of Loudon Street, to include the north entrance of the alley behind to the east of Crazy Woman Square. Can I get a motion to approve the street closure?
I would move that.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome back home.
Thank you. And I just want to say, too, about the food truck. We only bring in enough food trucks to take the pressure off local restaurants. We don't bring them in to replace any business that... That's our concern, is to shove that business in those local businesses. All right. And my parade request.
We did it under one.
Did you get it under one?
It's request.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're good.
Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Miss Tiffany Zonger. Buffalo High School request for a variance to City Code 10-1.10, burning prohibited April 22nd for a bonfire at Buffalo High School.
Thank you for having me here today. So we are requesting a variance so that we can have our bonfire. We usually have it on the ag lands, which is behind the high school, kind of between I-25 and the barn area. And what we're burning is a lot of the Russian olives. We have a lot of stumps that we've cut out over the years, and we got rid of most of the branches, but we still have a lot of stumps. And then we also discovered that we can't just do the Russian olive stumps. We have to do panels as well because the stumps burned for hours. I think we were there with Mr. Kirby, Mr. Ben Kirby for until 2 o'clock in the morning because they burned so long. So we will also be doing the panels instead of just stumps. But this is our fourth year doing this bonfire during our spring clean. And last year we had 223 kids who attended it. So it's very highly attended. It's something that the kids can do in the community. It'll be a Saturday night, the 22nd. And so we're going to do from 6 to 9 is our request.
Okay. I did have a chance to talk to Chief Gammon. And if the council chooses to approve this, I would strongly advise speaking with
I sent him an email with the dates and the information as well.
Just to go over it, whether they may.
Yeah, and there,
if there's this much snow, it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, and we usually, we hold the bonfire tentatively. I don't think we've never had a year where it's been canceled. We did have to move it one time because of the high winds, but we usually give it a full go the morning of or anything like that also. So.
Okay. So you'll follow up with?
Yes, I sent him an email last week, and I will follow up with him again.
Yeah. Can I get a motion to approve Tiffany Sonner from the Buffalo High School's request for a variance to City Code 10-1.10, burning prohibited on the date of April 22nd for the Buffalo High School bonfire?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't play as matches. Next on the agenda is contract for removal of green waste, Bald Mountain Sanitation. This is a, Madam Clerk, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a 2-year, correct?
Correct.
And legally you've had a chance to look at it? It's the same as the last 2 years. For a total sum of $20,400, scheduled at $3,400. In 6 equal installments. And this is the green waste that the city provides every year. There's dumpsters in various spots throughout town, Kaczynski Park, Trowbridge Cemetery. Help keep our beautiful city beautiful.
And the red cans.
And the red cans, yes, the red cans. Can I get a motion to approve the contract for the removal of green waste for Bald Mountain Sanitation?
I move to approve the contract for removal of green waste with Bald Mountain Sanitation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On reports, Mr. Kirby of Legal.
I just sent Seth a lease for shooting with Jim Dawson, but I haven't seen it. But if you have any comments, email them to me. I can't recall, Julie, did we do a lease for that other trap club building out there? Or?
We do have a lease. It needs to be renewed. Right now it's just automatically renewing. The terms of the contract allow it to automatically renew each year. But we should look at that one. But the other building does have a lease.
Now, I don't know if you want to cite the location of the building, where it's going to be. It's a general description of the shooting range, but where the building is going to go exactly, I'm not clear. I don't know whether we need to have a survey done or something to locate the site and to have a site plan.
Thank you. Mr. Kirby, I did have a chance to start reading it, and I do have some comments. I'll be emailing you. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions for legal? Terry A.C., President. Chief Bissett.
Good evening, Mayor, Community Council. So we wrapped up the month of March with approximately 3,057 calls into our dispatch and into our CJC line. Out of those calls, 756 were dispatched to our officers here in the town. We ended up with 8 arrests over the course of the month, and we had 11 criminal citations issued for misdemeanor offenses. One of our biggest calls was yesterday. I'm sure everybody's heard We had to call for an active shooter at the high school that came in at about 8:25 in the morning. Gentleman called in, said there was four students that had been shot, and he was in the bathroom hiding, and then he hung up the phone. From the time that call came in until the time the first officer made entry into the school was just under 2 minutes. So pretty impressive. The training that we've been doing through TAC 1 and the other training we've been doing showed. We did have information prior to that over the course of the last month. We knew that other states like Nebraska had been receiving these same kind of calls. Unfortunately, when these calls come in, we don't have the option to say, well, it's probably just a fake call. So we did exactly what we're trained to do. It was us, Johnson County Sheriff's Office, we had Highway Patrol, and also Fish and Game were there to help out. So it's a total of 8 of us. Luckily, we were on spring break. Some other districts that got the same phone call, we found out later, was Bighorn County, Campbell County, Crook County, Goshen County, Laramie County, Lincoln County, Natrona, Park, Platte, Sheridan, Sweetwater, Teton, and Weston. So they all received the same phone call yesterday around the same time. The number, we're working closely with the FBI and DCI. They're kind of wrapping this up into one big investigation and doing our thing through the investigative side of things. But the good thing is we work closely also with the superintendent, Charles. We all debriefed after the incident. And there's no better training than something like that. You know, we knew this could be the real deal, and everybody acted the way that we were trained to do and made entry to that school and searched the school. Unfortunately, there was one custodian that had an eventful Monday morning, unfortunately. But the only kids that were there were some kids that showed up for soccer practice at 9 o'clock. But just to try to put, whenever you're, I guess you can never say you're 100% ready for something, but we're ready wherever we're going to be. And the training has paid off, so that was really good to see. And it should be a relief to our community that we're ready to go should the time come. So hopefully it will never, ever happen, because knowing in the back of your mind that this was probably a false call, it's still, you know, I think the sheriff said it best when he was done, knowing even when we knew he was done, he was exhausted. He said he was drenched from just stress of just 15 minutes of searching that school in hopes that this was just a false call. So, but yes, we are working closely with the FBI and DCI in reference to all these calls that came in. And with that, I'd love to answer any questions that you all might have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Public Works. Not present. Are there any oral or written comments? Oral or written comments?
What, from us?
No. Looking at any other oral or written comments? Hearing none. Announcements. City County meeting April 18th at 7 a.m. City Council meeting April 18th at 5 p.m. Planning and Zoning Board meeting April 25th at 1 p.m. And the ever so wonderful budget meetings will be April 6th, 10th, 17th, 28th. In the month of May, they will be the 4th, the 9th, and the 11th at 7 a.m. Can I get a motion to approve the bills as presented to council?
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Before that, Mr. Mayor, it's my local historian tells me that Buffalo is 139 years old as of today. So that many, 1884, I think it was, they were chartered to, or incorporated to be a city. So happy birthday, Buffalo.
Happy birthday, Buffalo. And just for clarification of the press, I was not there when they signed that piece.
Mike was.
That's how he knew. And I see we have a new representative from the bulletin, and I'd just like to thank Seth, who's departing Buffalo, for treating us well from the Buffalo over his tenure here, and we wish him well on his new adventure. So, with that, we're here.
Thank you.